Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Friends, welcome to the Daily Inch.
Oh, hello.
While I'm away researching Murder Mile, here's a little treat to keep you entertained over the next 3 weeks. 15 little stories which are fun, rambly, informative, but not essential to listen to. Each story has been written and presented in a tongue-in-cheek way and are not for the easily offended. Murder Mile returns on Thursday the 24th of August 2023. But until then, there's this. The Daily Inch. Number 29. Death Bowl. People love to complain about health and safety.
It's bloody health and safety gone mad, isn't it? You can't do nothing these days without them bloody health and safety nutters butting in and ruining all our fun.
And it's true. We all hate it when those stiff-suited killjoys of Dulltown treat us all like massive slack-jawed numpties. As the second we see a nice new toy, they pull out their no-fun tape, start ticking off their king-size clipboard of risks, and cordon off 6 square miles around this hazard to ensure that no other knuckle-scraping morons shove a knitting needle in their eye, as the instructions didn't say not to. Example. At McDonald's, which is the first word that many of life's losers learn to say, its hot chocolate is delivered in a cup stenciled with the words, "Warning, contents may be hot." Even though this beverage is traditionally served hot, as the clue is in the fucking title. It's hot chocolate. Not cold chocolate, not tepid chocolate, not lukewarm chocolate. Although quite why I'd rely on someone called Luke to tell me the temperature of a bedtime beverage is beyond me. But hot chocolate! That said, I'd half expect a McDonald's hot chocolate to contain the warning, may contain chocolate. As I'm guessing, it doesn't. But then again, apparently, we all need to have our hands held and the drool wiped from our bubbling lips just because a small proportion of the world's least likely to wipe their own asses right can't be trusted to sit the right way on a toilet. What next? Needles with a sharp tips warning? Wet paint marked with may cause drowsiness? Or for those delicate little flowers, milk with caution may cause tears to be shed if spilt? It's like when you watch an advert on TV featuring a crazy stunt on a busy city street, featuring cars flipping and trucks somersaulting and huge explosions. But no, you can't just enjoy it. Some legal Herbert who went to the University of Twonksville and obtained a degree in being a vapid pointless turd insists that this advert is captioned with the words, "filmed on a closed set." Which we all know it is, as it's an advert. But they do it as if we're all going to rush out and recreate those same stunts, even though on our city streets, the traffic never moves faster than 3 miles an hour, and all of the streets are covered in dog shit. My new personal favourite is on TikTok, as every time you see a video of some utter bellend parachuting to his death while wearing a hippo costume and a set of concrete boots, as this desperate attention-seeking media whore hoped that his stupid trick, but ultimately pancaked corpse, would get loads of likes. A caption always comes up which reads, "This stunt was performed by professionals." No, it wasn't TikTok. That's why they're either invalids or worm feasts. It was performed by massive turds. But that's how life is now. Health and safety have to step in, just in case the undisputed king of the dipshits goes to an IKEA store, deviates from the prescribed white lines of doom on the floor, stubs his toe on a Gurtflügel, stabs his face on a Jutblatt, or gets his arse impaled on a Björnflügel. You would think that rather than wrapping us up all in cotton wool, just because someone mistook an eyeball for a plug socket, that the rule of survival of the fittest and less thickest should exist. But it doesn't. As often, it's not the health and safety bots making the rules, but the businesses themselves. In 2010, Bridlington-on-Sea Council banned kite flying on the beach as they feared people may get hit in the eye. But when asked for a quote, the health and safety executive said it was ludicrous. In 2015, John McFarlane, the boss of Barclays Bank, wanted flip-flops banned in the office. So obviously, sections of the Red Trouser Brigade decried, "It's health and safety gone mad!" But he didn't want them banned, as they're a trip hazard, they provide zero protection from falling objects, or because no one wants to see a set of ugly, smelly, fungus-riddled pigs trotters. No, he did it to smarten up his employees. But sometimes, rules are rules. In 2013, 34-year-old Ben McGreblin went to Marks & Spencer's in Cardiff.
"I like butt."
And was ID'd while buying Christmas crackers. As rightly, the employee pointed to a sign which read, "It's a criminal offence to sell a product containing explosives to anyone under 16. I mean, he was right. Right? And yet I'm guessing the conversation went like this.
"Crackers, is it? What's that do then?"
Ah, Cardiff. On top of that, three schools in Oxfordshire banned the use of monkey bars, yo-yos and sack races during the sports day, citing health and safety. Why? Because kids are idiots. And Sugar Mill's nightclub in Stoke-on-Trent banned selfie sticks, citing health and safety. Although the real reason they banned them was probably that anyone who owns a selfie stick is a pug-ugly narcissist with nothing good to say.
Oh my God!
But the truth is, health and safety is there to protect us. On the 6th of July 2006, 34-year-old Ferdinand de la Cruz, a married father of one, was working as a lane technician at the Hollywood Bowling Alley on Jenkins Lane in Barking, East London. He'd been there for 5 years and was described as competent, professional and respected. As often happened, needing to clear several Skittles from the pin cups, he climbed into the machinery as he'd done hundreds of times before. But having forgotten to isolate the power, the system triggered and came crushing down on top of him. He was found a short while later, having suffocated to death. Few people actually saw what happened, and many continued to bowl as he died. With his employer held at fault for his death, Mitchells and Butler paid £2.28 million for a bespoke guarding system on all of its 23 bowling centres, and they were ordered to pay £55,000 in costs. Rules are there for a reason, and if we ignore them, things can go very bad. The Daily Inch returns tomorrow. And of course, there are 15 more daily inches if you scroll through Murder Mile's back catalogue. Thank you for listening.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.